Good morning, members of the commission, staff, ladies and gentlemen. The planning commission is now in session. There's a few rules and procedures we'd like everyone to follow to help expedite today's hearing. First, everyone will be given an opportunity to be heard. When it is your turn to speak, please come to the podium, state your name and address clearly for the record. Those in support of the application will be heard first, and then those opposed will be heard. After that, there will be rebuttal, and if necessary, surrebuttal following that. We ask you to limit your presentations to 5 minutes or less. The chair will reserves the right, in the interest of others, to limit testimony. After all the speakers have been heard, the hearing will be closed. At that point, no additional speakers will be allowed unless one of the commissioners asks that the hearing be reopened. Finally, the commissioners will discuss the application, make motions, and vote to reach a decision. If you're not satisfied with the commission's decision, you may be able to appeal the decision to the Board of Supervisors. Appeals must be filed within a specified period of time after today's hearing, and you can check with staff for the procedures to follow in filing your appeal. Please make sure your mobile phones and pagers are on mute. Thank you. Commissioner Hill, will you lead us in the flag salute, please?
We stand. Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have roll call, please.
Commissioner Rabian is absent. Commissioner Carver?
Here.
Commissioner Shatta is absent. Commissioner Quist?
Here.
Commissioner Wolf is absent. Commissioner Zante?
Here.
Vice Chair Hill?
Here.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Here. Okay, the first item on the agenda is the consent agenda. And there are no items on the consent agenda, so we'll just go to the regular agenda, which is public presentations, number one. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons desiring to address the commission on matters within our jurisdiction, but it is not on today's agenda. Is there anyone in the public that wishes to address the commission at this time? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go to item number two.
Regular agenda item number two. Unclassified conditional use permit application number 3751 and initial study number 8286 filed by CV Alliance LLC proposing to allow a high intensity park with the related improvements for weddings, receptions, birthdays, anniversaries, and similar special outdoor events appropriate and incidental to parks on an approximately 3.3 acre portion of a 17.65 acre parcel in the RR Zone District. The subject parcel is located on the north side of Shields Avenue, approximately 642 feet east of North Bryan Avenue and 1,322 feet west of the city of Fresno.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the Planning Commission, Ijaz Ahmad of the Department of Public Works and Planning. The staff received, we haven't received any correspondence. All events on this project site will utilize both existing and proposed improvements. Existing improvements include a single family residence, barn, lawn with pergola, basketball court, and two access drives off Shields Avenue. Lawn and pergola for outdoor events, basketball court for recreation, barns for storage, and residence as a living quarter for groundkeeper of the events. The proposed improvements include 400 square foot restroom facility and 127 space parking spaces to provide for event attendees. is the location map of the property. This is the aerial view of the site. The project site is located on north side of Shields Avenue and east of Bryan Avenue. The surrounding land uses include single-family residence with limited farming. The project site and surrounding parcels are zoned RR rural residential with limited rural residential as shown yellow on the screen. This is the site plan. This aerial view shows the existing residential improvements on the project site and adjacent single-family homes. All uses are labeled as the lawn, the basketball court, and single-family residence. This is the site plan which shows the proposed restroom and parking for event attendees. This is just a view of the elevational view of the proposed restroom facility. And this is a street view of the project site. Pursuant to the zoning ordinance, five findings must be made to approve this conditional use permit. Finding number one, the size and shape of the parcel is adequate. Per the discussion on page 5 and 6 of the staff report, all on-site improvements meet building setbacks and parking requirements of the RR zone district. Staff was able to make finding number one. Finding number two, street and highways are adequate for use. Per the discussion on page 7 through 9 of the staff report, the project will provide for additional road right-of-way, pay its fair share for off-site traffic improvements, and implement traffic management plan to control event traffic. Staff was able to make finding number two. Finding number three, no adverse effects on neighboring neighborhood. The initial study prepared for this project identified potential impacts related to aesthetics, cultural resources, noise, and transportation. To minimize these impacts, all outdoor lighting will be hooded and directed downwards to avoid glare on adjacent properties. All work will be stopped during ground disturbing if artifacts uncovered. Noise will be controlled as per acoustical analysis. Fair share of the off-site traffic improvements will be paid per traffic impact study, and traffic management plan will be enforced to control traffic. The applicant has accepted these requirements as mitigation measures. Additionally, a fence will be installed to screen view of the parking lot and block vehicle headlights shining on neighboring properties. With mitigation measures, conditions of approval, and project notes, as discussed on page 9 through 12 of the staff report, staff was able to make finding number three. Finding number four, general plan consistency. The project is consistent with applicable general plan policies relating to noise, water, sewer, traffic, as discussed on page 12 through 14 of the staff report. Staff was able to make finding number four. Finding number five, conditions necessary for public health, safety, and general welfare, as discussed on page 14 of the staff report. The mitigation measures and conditions of approval will adequately address public health, safety, and welfare. Staff was able to make finding number five. Based on the factors cited in the analysis, staff recommends your commission adopt the mitigated negative declaration prepared for initial study numbers 8286 and approved unclassified conditional use permit 3751 with the included mitigation measures and conditions of approval. This concludes staff report. This concludes the staff presentation. I'll be happy to answer any question related to this agenda item.
Thank you, Ijaz. I had a few questions. Is rural residential typically where we would put the event centers like this? Or is there a specific zoning that they would be allowed without going through this process?
No, it's not. There's not a listed use where it's allowed by right.
Okay. So is rural residential typically the one that, or it could go in an AE district? Or,
yeah. Typically, we see them in AEs and rural residential. That's most of our zoning.
Okay. Yeah. There are a couple things I had a question on. One was, Exhibit 1, page 3. Had to do, I believe, with the road. that talked about a driveway, single driveway on Shields Avenue.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, there are a couple of existing driveways, so they're going to be using the...
This made it sound like they would be allowed, they would use one, they were limited to just one driveway.
Yes, they will be using the one driveway for ingress and egress, but there is also an existing second driveway, which according to the applicant will not be used for this event center.
And where is the second driveway, for the home?
Yeah, I can show you. Right here, this is the driveway that they're going to be using for events.
They will be using the one on the west side then?
Yes, sir.
And not the one on the east side?
Not on regular basis, unless they have some need to use it for parking because
either it's allowed or it's not allowed. So when you say if they have some need, right now it sounds like it will not be allowed.
Yeah, but we are also saying that these are those existing driveways, so they are there and they're going to stay there, but primarily the driveway number 2 will be used for the events, as told by the applicant.
So they're not limited then to just one driveway, as I read?
Yes.
Okay. With regards to the fencing, you said it would be on the west side of the property. Why wouldn't it be on the east side of the property as well?
Because the shape of the parcel is such that it may not be necessary, because this is the shape of the parcel right now. So the fencing will be provided along this property line, west property line.
But not between the neighboring property?
You're talking about this one?
No, I'm talking about the one close to the basketball court.
Not here, no. Because they're going to be using the driveway to get to the property and park over here. So any lighting, vehicular headlights or something, may be still far away from, because there's no residential or there's no development on this side or this area here. So it's all vacant.
I see. How many feet is, how wide is that parking lot area?
I have a dimension here. It's listed in the operational statement.
It's sort of hard to read.
I have to look for it. The size is mentioned there. It's approximately the size is about 1 acre.
Okay.
For 127 parking stalls. And you can see the parking stalls as shown on this site plan right here.
And it says the event center will be available for use from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Is that correct? In the operational statement?
Yes, sir.
And it says security guards will be retained as required by county standards. What are the county standards?
I don't know why this statement is there, but I'm not sure what the county standards are for this kind of. Unless the applicant can shed some light on it.
All right, well, I might have more questions later, but I'll see if there's any other questions from commissioners. Commissioner Quist.
So could we go back to the Google map that we had up there just before this?
There you go. This one.
So the parcel east of the subject parcel where there's a home, that is not a part?
No, this is not a part. This is a separate parcel.
And so you're not going to put a fence there or require a fence there?
Not on this side, no. Because the issue is that when the vehicles pass this driveway, the lights might be shining on more on this parcel than any of this parcel, because they're gonna just drive quickly here, and then they may go back in the backside of the parcel and park over here.
Okay. Page 3 of the staff report, it talks about 60 planned events from May to September. That's quite a few events, but so there will be nothing happening between October and April?
That's our understanding at this point, unless the applicant can give you some more information on that.
Okay.
Because this information is coming from the operation statement letter that they provided to us. So that's what we have here.
Okay. Do you know, is that lawn, is that actual grass requiring irrigation?
I don't know the condition of this lawn. It shows a little bit green here. It could be actual lawn or it could be just the dirt at this point. I don't know.
Well, I just go to the fact
I believe that maybe there is, maybe I can, there might be some pictures to show. I believe this is an actual lawn. I see something here. There's some greenery on this side here. It could be a full-fledged lawn. I don't know at this point.
Well, there's reference to how much water they'll be using, but it's tied specifically to the projection on the events, right? There's nothing indicated about any other water that might be required for the parcel.
Not much water is going to be required for the actual operation, and I have mentioned something here in the staff report. I think in page... Let me go through that page. If you look at the staff report, page 12, it says that in general plan policy, PFC 17, the project is not located in a water short area of the Fresno County, and we will utilize an estimated 250 gallons of water per event, 15,000 gallons per calendar year for 60 events. So water consumption will mainly be in the restroom. Minimal or no potable water use is expected during events, as water and beverages will be provided by catering service. Besides the existing landscaping, there will be no additional water usage for landscaping. All new landscaping, if proposed, will be subject to model water efficiency landscape ordinance standard to conserve water. That's the standard that state requires us to implement.
Does the map show where the domestic well is?
Domestic well. If I can find that, I'll show you. I believe the well is, I don't know exact location. Maybe the applicant can tell
okay.
us. But it's somewhere in this area here, I believe, right here somewhere.
Can I say something?
No, not yet. After staff, we'll ask you to come up, if you would, and you can clarify whatever you've answered.
Okay, that's what I've got for this time.
Okay, well, any other questions of staff?
Yeah, I just had one quick question. So under Exhibit 4, under the existing land use map, it shows that there is vacant, that the properties are vacant. But if you go back to the Google map, it looks like there is existing field crop there. I just was curious if this is an up-to-date photo.
I believe it is up-to-date photo. If I can pull some more photos, I can show you.
I think the field crop is to the north and to the east.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it, well, how it
what
lined
the
up.
Map showed was just a few acres of the total property.
There are some parcels just to the south of the subject parcel across from the street. There's some farming on those parcels and some of the parcels that I just showed you on the screen. So those are the parcels in immediate vicinity where there is some kind of farming going on.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay.
One question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Commissioner Carver.
I wasn't clear on what they're going to be required to do as far as traffic coming in and out and an improvement on the road. Can you explain what the requirement is?
They will have to, all the traffic movements on to the property, in and out, they'll be subject to the traffic management plan, which they have to provide to us before any events occur on the site. And also our traffic department design division looked at the project and they had no concerns related to the traffic, except that the project has to pay their fair share for offsite traffic improvements, which is mentioned in the staff report in Exhibit 1. I can show you. It's included as a mitigation measure. It's Exhibit 1, page 2, item number 6, transportation. There was a traffic study prepared for the project, and the traffic impact study required that the applicant has to pay its fair share for the offsite improvements, which is what noted in item number 6, page 1, exhibit 1, page 2. Other than that, there was no concern expressed by the traffic engineer or our design division who reviewed and approved the traffic impact study.
So it's not clear, though, if they are or are not required to put in, like, a turn lane or pave, like, a turn lane or anything like that.
No.
No. Okay.
Ijaz, you said that the, or maybe you could just tell me again, I might have misunderstood, which driveway will be the one they plan to use?
The one I showed
east,
you.
East of the house or west of the house?
West of the house.
Okay, on there, on Exhibit 6, page 3, they say access to the site will be from the existing driveway located to the east of the house or existing residence.
Well, yeah. Let me go back to that. So this is the driveway that's going to be used for the ingress and egress mainly.
Well, that's fine, but I'm just saying that's not what their statement says. It says we can ask the applicant, but it says access to the site will be from the existing driveway. A second access is on the west side, but they make it sound like the main access will be on the east side. I guess maybe it doesn't matter, but that's not consistent with what okay. I heard. So I had one more question. Can you put up picture number 6? That was the first time I saw that picture. I don't think it was in our packet.
This one?
Number 6 had looked like a large tent on the basketball
court.
Oh,
okay.
So it said all the events will be held outdoors. So is that tent, is that going to be used? Has it been used? Is it allowed?
I'm not sure about that. Maybe you can ask the applicant on
okay.
that.
Okay.
I mean, this is the picture that they provided to us, and we had it in the background.
Okay.
Background information.
And have they been operating up to this point as a park or event center?
There was one complaint received from one of the neighboring parcel owner. I don't know who he was or she was, but there was a violation letter issued to the applicant that they cannot operate the facility without proper conditional use permit application approved for it. And that prompted them to file a conditional use permit application, and they stopped any further use of the property. And our court enforcement section indicated that they can, the violation will be removed as soon as the use permit is approved by the commission.
Okay, because it said under existing violation, a nature violation, it said no. And I'm wondering why you didn't put that in, that there was a violation.
Or maybe that could be a typo, most definitely.
Okay. Well, unless there are there any other questions? If not, we'll hear from the applicant, maybe get some of the questions answered. Thank you, Ejaz.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Planning Commission. I'm Dirk Pushel. I'm here this morning on behalf of the applicants. It's a group of Indian business people who have bought this property for the purpose of having a social meeting place, principally for their culture, but everyone is invited. But it would be by invitation only. In other words, it is, for purposes of your ordinance, it is a private park, but it's going to be by invitation. They're going to operate the park. They're going to be there at all times. They'll be handling all of the reservations. They'll be handling the amplified music component. They bought the facility and took much grass out. There's actually less grass on the facility now than there was when they purchased the site. They work closely with the gentleman who owns the home. I've met him. He was very supportive of the project. We will be taking access, as it says in the operational statement, from the east. There are two driveways, as you understand. It's kind of a U shape around the existing home. We'll also be landscaping around the site, poplar trees and other landscaping. And of course, the project will be subject to a site plan review, so the details of that landscaping are going to be further defined. In addition, we'll be planting trees along our perimeter. There's a fence that exists along the east, so we believe that there will be no adverse impacts to surrounding properties. We hired a traffic engineer, John Rowland and Associates. He's one of the two registered traffic engineers here in the area. He did a comprehensive traffic study. He evaluated the traffic along the frontage of our property and adjacent streets. As staff has mentioned to you, we're going to be granting 23 feet that ultimately will increase the capacity of our adjacent street. We're also going to be paying a traffic mitigation fee to pay our fair share for signalization when the city of Fresno comes out this way. There's also a condition for a traffic management plan. That means that when we have an event over a certain size, that we have to have people there that are qualified to direct people into the site, out of the site, and where they park for efficiency. There was a question that was asked about the number of people or the ratio that requires a security guard. It's 1 to 75. So if we have over 75 people, there would be a security guard that the group of business people would pay for themselves. Again, the purpose of this facility is really to have a place where they and their family can go. There's a basketball court that's there. The kids go play. It's very wholesome. I've been there. It's just, and the neighborhood kids can come and play too. So it's open to everyone. As staff has mentioned to you, they don't believe that there will be adverse impacts to surrounding properties. We also prepared a noise study through a qualified acoustic engineer. There was no potential for us to exceed your noise ordinance. But I want to emphasize that, as you know, because you've seen these types of uses before, it really boils down to the applicants being there and being in control, and what the acoustical engineer talks about in his study is that we would set the decibel ratings and noise ratings of our music so that they would clearly not exceed your noise ordinance. The staff has made finding number 4 with respect to general plan consistency and also condition number 5. We have some letters of support for the project, and I'll hand those to EJAZ. We certainly support the staff recommendation. Two of the gentlemen of the group that purchased the property are here, and of course they could answer any more questions if you have them that I can't answer, but we ask that you approve this application as recommended by your staff with the conditions proposed by your staff. So I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have them of me.
Thank you.
Oh, there was one other thing. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. There was a question about the period of the events, and I want to be very clear. The period of events is as we said in the operational statement. So during the period where there are no, where we have a window of events, the other period there'll be no events at all. There'll be no events. So it's relatively seasonal, and I should also add that often this will be, some of the events are going to be very small, just 20, 30 people, a birthday party or something like that. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Pushel, I had a few questions. I'm not hung up on the access specifically, but when I read that it says only one drive approach is allowed, and it's under notes referencing a mandatory requirement, I just want to make sure that either it is or it isn't. So it says the Fresno County Road Maintenance and Operations requires the following. Shields Avenue is classified as an arterial road. As such, the subject parcel is allowed only one drive approach at a maximum width of 28 feet per county improvement standard SB2. So I don't know if staff wants to comment on that, if that's saying that their main access is going to be like that and it'd be reasonable to have a second access if they need it. I just want to clear that up.
So the policy that you're seeing is one that's implemented by the roads department, and it's relative to the level of the road designation. But where you have existing driveways in place that got there, who knows how, to go back and take that improvement away from the property usually requires a little more substance to be able to make that take, if you would. So in this case, you're not seeing, they're not proposing a commercial use that's utilizing two spaces. So if the other driveway is non-consequential, you know, sometimes we'll see projects that'll have service-only driveways, et cetera. That can be found to be consistent with the policies. But that's a ministerial thing that the road department implements, typically is picked up as part of site plan review. If we felt it was pertinent, we can make it a condition of approval here as long as we don't exceed what we can't give them more than what's allowed, but we can sort of reiterate or emphasize or further restrict if you feel that it has an impact on the surrounding neighbors and is needed in order to make the use compatible with the surrounding area.
Another question, just to clarify, from what I heard you say, Mr. Pushel, the event center, any use will be just during the months May through September. Is that correct?
Okay. Correct. Yes, sir.
Because it said the primary use. I guess the primary use will be on weekends, and you may have some on weekdays. Maybe that's how it's worded.
Yes.
I had a question about the photo that's up there now. It says all events will be held outdoors. Is that something that I know a tent is temporary? Is that something that's a possibility, or you're not talking about leaving that as a structure for events, or you put it up as needed, or is that just, was that just a use when they took the photo?
We put the tent up for, particularly during the summer months, and I should mention too that the Association of Business People had a private party or two there. I think they were weddings, but that was for heat. Ultimately, we come back and build a permanent structure there. But the purpose of this is to have any of the amplified music occurring inside the building, so that we have, again, further reduction of noise and for heat, food distribution and things like that. But it's temporary because it's on the basketball court. Yeah. The basketball court is used almost every day. I hope I answered your question.
That does answer my question. But as far as the number of events, are you talking about commercial events then? Because you could use the basketball court every day.
Yes.
But as far as limiting it to 60 events, you're talking about the commercial side of the operation.
Yes, that's correct.
Because if you did not have a commercial side to it, I guess you wouldn't need to come before us.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. One other thing, just to be consistent, you said the time of use will be from 10 a.m. to no later than 10 p.m. Then there was a reference to noise from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Are you still going by the 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Yes, and the 7 was because that's the time that your zoning ordinance changes. Your ordinance is from 7 to 10.
Okay.
So that's why there was the reference. But we're in compliance with your noise ordinance.
Okay. Any other questions of Mr. Pushel?
Yeah, you just mentioned that eventually there will be a building.
Yes, back behind the basketball court at some time later.
At that time, does he need to come before the commission?
Whatever the staff tells us, we'll put in a pre-application and we'll follow that process.
Just wondering if staff could answer that. They talk about putting a building there in the future, a permanent building.
Yeah.
It would come back to us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any, as far as the parking lot, they say putting a dust pallet up down, do you plan to pave that or put the granite DG?
I think it's going to have some kind of a slurry coat, because it has to be marked, as you probably know, so mm-hmm. that people can identify parking spaces. But it will be in accordance with your county standards, because just for the commission's understanding, after this process, we go through a lengthy site plan review process where fire protection, water supply, landscaping, all of these other much more detailed requirements are then imposed on the project. For example, there may be improvements that staff wants us to make to the public road. We grant the land, but they may also want some transition pavement into the entryway. All of those things are defined during the site plan review process.
Staff made reference to a complaint. Are you aware of the complaint?
I am aware of it.
Resolved, as far as you're concerned?
As far as we know, yes, as far as we know. And we need to be more sensitive to the neighbor's concerns. The neighbor that lives immediately adjacent to us, we invite him to come over and see and watch us do construction work and fixing the place, and he's been very supportive. And so we are sensitive, and we recognize that we have to do a good job in compliance. Very important.
Okay. Any other questions? Commissioner Hill?
Yeah. Dirk, is this facility going to be used as a rental income or something per event?
Yes, there will be a fee, Commissioner Hill, but it's essentially the group. I believe it's 11 business people that have got together to buy the site. It's almost like a cooperative where these 11 Indian business people will bring their families and other other members of their culture.
That's really the purpose. It's more of a cultural event center. That doesn't, again, as I want to emphasize, that doesn't mean other people couldn't be there. But there will be a fee. No fee for the kids to come and play and enjoy that. But if you came and had a wedding or you had a dinner party or something, then there would be a fee.
Okay.
But it would go, and the money would go back into maintaining the facility.
Okay.
There's not going to be any profit in this. I think it's just a matter of the business people getting together and having a place that they liked and was comfortable and was proximate to where they live.
Also, the CV Alliance LLC, is that the businessmen's?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's the group. And two of them are here this morning,
okay.
And you're welcome to ask them questions as well. They're very willing to discuss the project and capable as well.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Pushel.
Thank you so much.
Is there anyone else to speak in support of this application?
Good morning, Commissioner. My name is Paul Brar. I'm one of the owners of the group. We've been there roughly 3 years. So a lot of the project, you know, that we've started on, we've had birthday parties, graduation parties. So like I said, we have 15 members, and all the events that have taken place were family members' events. We have not had any commercial events on the place. So I just want to clarify that. So we've had a few graduations. We had one of our members' daughter's graduation, and it's possibly that's the day, I don't know the exact day of the complaint, but the DJ there had set up the speakers facing the wrong way. Our designation is that all speakers are gonna face north to northeast. That's how the study's been done, that's how the sound has been mitigated. We're not sure that's the one, but we haven't had any other issues. Like I said, we have other events there as well. The kids that come out and play, they usually bring their little music and they play while they're, you know, playing some music, but they know that to point the music north. There's open land behind us, their own neighbors, other than that immediate neighbor that's on the east of us. There is an existing fencing all the way from the street to the back of his house. And it does have the partition in it. So there's privacy there.
On the east side?
On the east side.
Okay.
The parcel behind him, which is his property, but he's allowed us, if we needed to use it, we kind of maintain it. And then the property behind the grass area that you saw in the pictures there is where the parking's going to be. So we already have trees, popular trees planted. We're probably going to plant maybe another 20 or 30 poplar trees to the west side, and then the fencing will go behind it, and there's oleanders on the base of each of those trees. So there will be privacy in there as well.
How late is the basketball court lit?
It is, yes. There are lights. One of the reasons that we haven't really proposed anything in the winter is it's all outdoor. Winter weather is not very helpful in, you know, doing events and things. There's the dew and the fog and all that kicks in. So we're trying to cater all the major events during the summer only.
Okay. If the neighbors were to complain, you know, about too much noise, say at 10 o'clock at night or 9:30 at night, would you consider limiting the hours if there was an
issue? We can. I mean, normally there's not any amplified music being played if we have an event. Then that's the only time we have an amplified music. On a daily basis, you know, we want to use this as a community center. We're trying to build it up. We're trying to get some things. We'll apply for some grants and other things. So far, you know, we've been there, like I said, 3 years, and we did get one complaint from a neighbor. So unfortunately, it wasn't dealt with accordingly. Apparently, you know, it could have been held in a different manner. We have reached out to the neighbors. We've gone ahead and, you know, try to be as neighbor friendly as possible. There's other people that play music. You know, you can hear some other music going on. There's Holland Park West, not too far from us. And I feel we're a better position than they are. They don't have enough parking. So when they have an event, the parking is all over the street. Sorry. There's parking everywhere. We haven't had one car parked on the road. So all our parking's been on our property. And we feel that, you know, the neighbors, if they're here, they can, you know, voice their opinion on that, but we have never had any cars park on the road. And we try to be good neighbors. The road, we haven't had issues. There's not a lot of traffic on that road.